produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, I am Chief Chi of South Africa, and you are listening to the Need for Liberty radio broadcast.
Yes! Yes! Come on and let it ring out. Yes! 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 Hallelujah! Yes! 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 Sister, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yeah.
I've gone over some aspects of the resurrection over the years. Some of you have heard it repetitively. But we have to constantly be reminded of what this day entails, what it really surrounds and surmises. I know that we live in a day now to where the church as we know it is up under extreme attack. People now have their own ideologies of what the church is and what it is not, what it ought to be and what it should not. But the church have to operate in the capacity in which the Bible establishes it. When I look at the celebration that is going on, and I'm already preaching, but I'm going to be in Matthew chapter 28. And we look at the celebration, not just in this nation, which Easter is known as a national holiday, but from the aspect of this global celebration. It's been celebration in different aspects and different ways. And I just find myself each year being mindful of trying to remind the people basically why we celebrate what we celebrate. Not only that, we need to know the true aspects, as I just basically, we parade the little children. And this is a good time for us to teach the children the true aspect of what ministry is, the future generations, if God delay is coming, that the church would be established therein. And we not can continue to make excuses to call ourselves having churches based upon the society changes, and that the church finds itself changing and adapting to the world's standards, and yet we are constantly allowing Satan to infiltrate the church with these plans that are not scripture nor biblically based. and we find that the standard of the church is weakening. And Satan is doing everything he can, so the best way to do it is through the ranks of the church, weaken the teaching, weaken the expectation, weaken the effects of prayer, weaken the effects of faith, weaken your belief in those things that you have been taught, and he will destroy the church. When we call this day the day Easter, and we look at this day, I oftentimes note it as the resurrection day. Matthew 28, when you look at verse 1, you see where in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. I want to talk about the resurrection day. And just keep noting the fact that whether you have heard the excerpts from this before, it's constantly should be put before us because of Satan's ability to infiltrate and not relinquish his pursuit of destroying God's people. And I don't care who you are and what your position in life is, his main job is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I thank God for Jesus. Let somebody say, thank God for Jesus. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. Just nudge that person beside you. Just tell them, get life, get life, get life. That you might have it more abundantly. When we look at this day that we celebrate as a national holiday, and it's observed by Christians around the world, day is known as Easter. We oftentimes refer to it, and we witness it. You know, there's certain things that we do. I mean, even as our ethnic group of people, we love celebrating certain days. Easter is dear to us. Christmas is dear to us. And a couple other days that we just enjoy celebrating. Now, I want you to be mindful of that, even in your celebration, that there are going to be times as to where Satan is going to try to make you put more emphasis on the day more so than the essence of the day. He's going to do everything he can to try to make you look at the surface things than the ingredients in what that thing is composed of. In other words, these days we end up spending massive amounts of money trying to look a certain way. We have big Easter egg hunts. Hello. And they grow up, you know, whatever. And with the Easter egg concept, not only that, we get to the point to where we spend money with folk that don't even believe in what we believe in. Hello, somebody. And they're not necessarily celebrating the day. They're just glad that there's a day to celebrate. And because of the financial impact that certain days have in the various communities around this globe. And so we become so commercialized. We basically look at it from a commercial aspect, and we feel like sometimes people are deprived of what this day is because I can't go because I don't have something new. Hello. I couldn't bring the children because we didn't get them nothing new. I want you to know that this day ain't about your hunts. This day not about your petticoats and bonnets. Hello, y'all. But we are talking about the resurrection. Matter of fact, when we look at this day, Easter, let me talk about it for a moment. It's the day that is really used to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, the word Easter itself is of Saxon origin. You only find it used in Scripture only one time. You only find the word Easter in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12 and verse 4. As a matter of fact, this is a very unfortunate translation. For Easter was a pagan festival that was observed long before Christ. Now, I hope you put your seatbelts on. Don't run off too quick. I want to clarify that even though it was a festival that was going on, I want to let you know how it got involved in what we do today. It's not a Christian name, really, but it is derived from the word Ishtar, one of the Babylonian titles of an idol goddess who they call the Queen of Heaven. The Saxon goddess, Estra, is the same as the Astarte, the Syrian Venus called Astoreth that you will find in the Old Testament. It is the worship of this woman by Israel that was an abomination to God. Round cakes imprinted with the sign of the cross was made at this festival. The sign being that in the Babylonian mysteries, it was considered to be a sign of life. Easter egg, which some of y'all got them out there in the car now, which played a great part in this day's celebration, was common, very common, in just about all of the heathen nations. The fable of the egg declares that an egg of wondrous size fell from heaven into the river Euphrates, and fish rolled it to the bank where the doves came and settled up on it and hatched it, and out came Astarte, or Ishtar, who is the goddess of Easter. So the proper translation in Acts 12 and 4 would be the Passover instead of the word Easter. So because of the sacrifices offered to the Saxon goddess Ishtar occurred about the same time that the Jewish Passover was being observed, the name Easter became attached to the Christian celebration of the resurrection, which also took place at the same time of the Passover. So that's why Passover would have been the proper word, but because there was an Easter celebration, and people most of the time can note certain things that happened based on something else that was transpiring. I said it earlier that for those that are old enough that can remember when late President JFK, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, when he was assassinated, as young as I was, I knew where I was. I knew I was in the classroom. Hello, somebody. Knew who my teacher was. I knew that it rained in Memphis terribly. Hello, somebody. I can tell you about what happened around that particular issue because I remember JFK. Or when Martin Luther King was assassinated, that day in April 1968, I can tell you how old I was and where I was when that transpired, because it was a memorable event. Now, let's just take it for those that are in here, most that was here during 9/11. People can just about associate what happened around that time because of 9/11. 1-1. You just about knew where you were. So much about what you were doing because the catastrophic effects of that event. Well, the same thing that happened around the Passover when the writers began to remember about Easter, because this was a major celebration in these nations that was transpiring, and they can really tell you about when the resurrection was, or the resurrection event was, because of the Easter celebration during the same time of the Passover that was really going on. Here the Passover instituted because God told Israel not to forget it, and how he brought them out of Egypt with a mighty outstretched hand. And so with the major festival that was going on, the Easter and all of those things, it just became attached to the Passover. And so they just intertwined the names, used one with the other. Well, just like when you get into the Bible, since those other three illustrations weren't good enough for you, when you look over in the book of Isaiah, and Isaiah began to say, in the day that King Uzziah died. Now, it was not about King Uzziah, but when he wanted to tell you how he saw the Lord, he can tell you about when it happened, because it was during the time that King Uzziah died. Hello, somebody. So he can relate the event around the timing. Same thing that was happening during the resurrection. You want to know when the resurrection? You remember Easter? And so here we go. We tie it all together. That's why it should be the word Passover, or we just as saints just call it Resurrection Day. But if you want to call these, nothing wrong with that, because that's how you get paid. You don't go to the front office and say, y'all didn't pay me for Resurrection Day. So you had to go there and tell them y'all didn't pay me for Easter. And I worked. Holiday. Hello? But I just wanted you to know that things that we do, and it was festivals that was going on, such as our Easter egg hunts and our this, that, and other, and people wonder, where did that really come from? Well, it was nothing that God told us to do. And don't get mad. Don't bust the kids' party. I don't think God's going to send the hell for them with all them little eggs that they're going to be pooting out later. I don't know if I can use that on TV. But nevertheless, the resurrection had nothing to do. You know, back when I was growing up, we had so many things that we was told to keep us occupied and to keep us pacified, especially when you had a loose tooth. Ah, little kid, won't you go bed early? I didn't got tooth. Then back then we had some. I guess this means so many of our teeth will be messed up because you got your tooth pulled with some strain. Very few of them went to doctors in my age. They had some thread that they put it around and just about kill you. They didn't yank it out straight. They just pulled it out to the side, bleeding like a mule. And they tell you, just say your tooth. Called the tooth fairy. They told us so many lies. We growed up. You know what I'm saying? The tooth fairy gonna put a little something under your pillow. Kids looking right now like, man, I just heard that. And you go to bed, all tooth all out your head and got tooth under the pillow. I know I did that, and mama and them forgot to put that, whatever it was, that quarter, one no dollar. They forgot to put it up under the pillow. I woke up that morning, I was disappointed. And they just told me another lie. I said, well, he on the way here to make a stop down the street. Go in the bathroom for a few minutes. There I go with my little foolish self. I go in the bathroom and come back. Say, he done been by. Look under your pillow. Oh, the quarter. We grew up with all kinds of stuff. Hello, somebody. I mean, same thing, you know, with the Christmas aspect. God bless us. We get to Christmas and basically somebody else get the credit for your folk working all year long. And I told you I had the world's greatest disappointments when it came down to the holiday. It was all right till I learned better. And that stuff sent you to a state of depression. It just ain't right. Once you find out, you don't have the same kind of feeling. I see how folk be backsliding. That's a good example how to do it. You go there, you're looking for one thing, and you get another. And they done pumped Santa Claus to be who he's supposed to be. Already done told us, you know, we did have a fireplace, but the whole one, but that big. And they told us that Santa was going to come down. And I was a little bit, I can remember, three or four, 5 years old, trying to look up at that hole and trying to determine how. And they said that Santa got such powers, boy, that he can just make himself small and come down the hole. You better watch out. Better not cry. Santa Claus is coming by. And so they had me good for about 2 weeks. They start off about the first 2 weeks in December. You be just real good at school everywhere. Just threaten you with Santa ain't going to bring you nothing. That all these 6 billion houses, he was going to stop by with his sleigh with Rudolph and Dancer and Prancer and the mother reindeer. And that he was going to land on the roof and come down that little hole. And the folk that did not have fireplaces, just leave your door open. And put your cookies and the milk up under the tree. And you leave your door open now. I tell you that. That's what you do. You wake up in somebody's trunk. And I'd already been, those of them around my age years ago at Bellevue and Macklemore, there was a store called TG&Y. Used to be right next to Western Auto. And it was kind of a commodity store, had some of everything. And back when I was coming up, Rifleman, Chuck Connors, was the popular thing going on. Rifleman used to come on, you know, that thing, da-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. He had that big gun with the loop on it, that Winchester rifle. He's spinning, clock-clock, da-dun-dun-dun-dun. And I wanted that because everybody in the neighborhood talking about getting a Rifleman rifle. It had some little plastic shells that pop out the side. And I saw it in TGNY, and I told my mama, I said, Dad, that a gun I want, mama. And my mother said, you sure you want that, baby? I'm going to tell Santa Claus. Back then, we can go in the side door on Gayoso Street in Maine because it was Goldsmith, and they called the Enchanted Forest. You know, we couldn't go through Main Street, though. We had to go side door, Gayoso door. So we go in through there, and they had a little section for us to go to see the Santa Claus. What do you want? I said, I want the Rifleman rifle. You should get you a Rifleman rifle. Mama done already told the man. While the other sisters had me at a decoy somewhere else, didn't told him, you know, and he knew me because when William, what do you want? You know, I thought that was just amazing. Kind of like church. I go to church to see the folk, call folk out. So I was just waiting on that rifle. So it got wet Christmas, and I'm so dumb because the box was under there, had the paper, and you could shake stuff. I couldn't put it together. How was Santa Claus going to bring what I see? I'm messing these kids up now. They really taking this in. And I couldn't understand how he's supposed to bring this. But anyway, they told me to go to bed early. I went to bed early. About 5 o'clock in the morning, I just got up. I went to mom and said, okay, all right. Everybody got up. And they was opening up skates and this, that, and the other. And I was just tearing over that box. William, here your rifle, man, rifle. Oh, man. I tore that box open, and I looked. I couldn't believe what I saw. I looked. She said, William, take your rifle. It was a pistol in there that long. I ain't lying. I went to a state. I said, what the? It was that long. I went into a state of depression. I would have run away from home if I had somewhere to go. I just didn't have nowhere to go. I looked at that thing. She said, hi, baby, here go some paper caps. Put your paper cap. I couldn't break it. I put it on the steps and tried to jump on it. You know, so you can try to break it. Couldn't break it. And I said, now she think I'm finna go outdoor. And then had a host, they called them scabbage back then. Here go your scabbage, baby. And it was taller than me. The gun was actually taller than me. A pistol. It was called Huey. H-U-E-Y. Never will forget it, because that thing left a devastating impression on me. I hadn't believed in Santa Claus since that day. Man, if I could have found out how to get out of there and run away, I would have run away. And my mama was, you know, I could understand it, but to some years later, they were doing the best they can. And ain't gonna try to send me out there with that gun. Everybody else out there twirling their little rifle, my rifle. I got this big old baddy pistol with that long. Depressing. So it really mess you up when you don't hear the right story and you find out later. Hello, it mess some of y'all up because, don't get me wrong, some things we do just good to do them. Good family, good clean family community stuff. Probably ain't nothing wrong with no egg. You know, some people try to make a doctrine out of everything. Y'all worship some. I understand. But teach them that it ain't the egg. It ain't that chocolate-covered bunny you got out there in your car that's melting right now. I'm going to hold you till it melts. But it's about the resurrection. This resurrection took place at the time of the Passover. It came into existence through the fact that Christ was typified by the Paschal Lamb. I'm through now, go. Time to go. And the Lamb was slain at the Passover. You got to understand, even when God was connecting the dots way back then, preacher, when he took Moses and told Moses how to kill the lamb, then told him how to preserve the blood, and then told him to take the meat and how to prepare it special way. But he said, I want you to take the blood and put it on the doorpost and on the lintel of the door. And about midnight, that's dark hour, ain't it? He said, I'm going to come through. Death angel going to come through. But when he see the blood, when he see the blood, he would, in the Hebrew, Passover means that he going to literally skip over or hop over that house. He said, but when I see the blood, and but every house that had not the blood, firstborn would die in that house. And by midnight, the Bible said there was a great cry made throughout Egypt. Matter of fact, it was so terrible that it got all the way down in the Pharaoh's house. And that's when he evicted Israel out of Egypt. And God said, I want you to remember the Passover. I don't want you to think you came out of Egypt with your own strength. But it was God that brought you out with a mighty outstretched hand. And that killing of that lamb was symbolic. Even what happened all over a little 2,000 some years ago. And how is it that God brought us out there on that mount called Calvary? And God just wanted us to know that's why we got to keep these days. And honor these days that we know is resurrection day, because he don't want us to forget. You didn't say it yourself. God sent his best, which was his only begotten son. Oh, when you look at the story, when we get back over to chapter 26 and you see how Jesus was in the garden called Gethsemane.
Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow. Jesus.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.